is a wasp.
These insects, they don't act well. They're bad about burrowing, kind of in your skin, making it itch. Have you ever gone around walking barefooted? You know,
A hookworm or a ringworm. We don't have any problem with those anymore.
Is that the same thing? Well, I guess it's not. But a red bug might have that same effect.
Red bug is not a hookworm. It's not a worm. Red bugs do burrow in, and they do itch. But they're not as bad as a worm. A ringworm or a hookworm is really difficult to kill and get rid of. And with a red bug, all you have to do is cut off his oxygen supply, which we usually use with some sort of grease, fingernail polish, anything, just paint over the area and cut off his oxygen supply.
Any other term for red bug that
you know of? Chigger. But most people at home call them red bugs.
One thing I wanted to pick up from your dissertation on snakes last time, that was good. Coach Whip, you ever heard of that?
No.
Never heard of Coach Whip. Okay. Back to insects. These things that you see hopping along in your front yard sometimes, you know.
A grasshopper. Yeah, we have those.
Ever heard of anything besides grasshopper, just in general?
I can't think of anything.
I want to ask you about, you know, peckerwood, that version there. What about hoppergrass? Is that familiar to you?
No.
Or something else that has to do with insects, you know. These things, sometimes they collect inside people's houses in the corners of their ceiling. They have to get a broom. And,
spiders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what exactly are you referring to when you say spiders? Are you referring to the insect or the thing that
the thing they weave is their web.
Yeah.
That's a cobweb.
Cobweb.
Right. But the little animal that weaves it is a spider.
Well, is that the same thing spider webs you can have at the corner?
Yeah, you can have spider webs.
And that's the same thing
as a cobweb.
Yeah. You know, outside between bushes or something like
that. Yeah.
Or a type of tree that you might tap for syrup.
A maple? Sugar maple? We don't have those.
Well, what about if you had a lot of those trees together? You'd call that a maple?
If it was planted, it would be an orchard. If they were just there naturally, you'd probably just refer to it as a grove.
What about, since we're on the topic of trees, some of the common trees around Osceola?
Okay, pine trees are real common. They grow out a lot for lumber. And they used to grow, they used to turpentine them a lot, but they don't do that much anymore. Labor's too expensive. For one thing, that's the main thing, is that labor is too expensive for turpentine, and it's probably not available anymore either. Pecan trees, oak trees, live oak, water oak, a black oak, which is also a blackjack oak. And grows in real sandy areas. It's also a scrub oak, and it's hardwood, almost a stunted tree. We have a lot of cypress trees